News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. By the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our WVNN AM FM capability, just know that it doesn't matter. You can go to your smartphone, just kind of dial up on your browser, www.rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And bam, you're on our website. Just click on Listen Live. And I like to say that no matter where you is, there we is. I mean, we got folks that take our show on vacation. I've got people that listen down in South Alabama. We got like my buddy Jerome in Rome over in Georgia. We got Jeff from Indiana. We got all these folks that call in from out of state. And folks, I'm just going to tell you, we have a broad listening audience. And it's because you can listen to it on the, you know, the big AM FM capacity of WVNN. Or just go online and stream it. And we have a ton of people, by the way, that are downloading sections of the show that we put in place the next day as podcast form. So if you're a podcaster, or if you miss a segment and you want to hear it again, or you just want to send somebody a section of the show, say, hey, you got to hear this interview he did with so-and-so, or here's that thing he said about the vaccine mandates, or here's the monologue, or here's Copper's Corner, or whatever. All those are available to you by the next day that you can just download. And we are right now, I think I saw that we are at like 9,400 downloads right now. So we're pushing the 10, Copper. Pushing the 10.
Yes. This week, yeah. You think?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go ahead and get on out there right now, Monday, October 25th, 4:09 p.m. I'm going to say yes. We're going to hit 10,000 this week. That's my goal.
Good,
I think so. All right. So go download some stuff, folks. Push us to 10,000. That'll be cool. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and say that when we hit 10,000, I got some T-shirts I'm giving away. We're just going to do it. They're sitting in a box waiting for the moment. So anyway, they're there. We got T-shirts right now that have the Right Side Radio logo on the front. And on the back, they have two choices. You can have one that says solid conservative and just plain right, or one that says Right Side Ruffian. Proud to be a Right Side Ruffian. Which one did I give you, Copper? I gave you one of those.
Solid conservative, just plain right.
There you go. There you go. Hey, listen, by the way, I made a gaffe. I'm not ashamed to admit my mistakes. So I said that Barry Moore, Congressman Moore, was calling in now. I forgot he's calling in at 4:30. I usually schedule my scheduled callers at the top of the hour, but his schedule in D.C. kept him to where he could not call in until 4:30. So if you're listening for Congressman Barry Moore, don't think that I just forgot and left him hanging on hold. He's not on yet, so he'll be on at 4:30. Congressman Barry Moore calling in from D.C. talk about vaccine mandates. So if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, by the way, today has been a day for news in Alabama about vaccine mandates. Well, I've got some other news that's not news yet, all right? So Alabama's Big Ten mayors met today. If you're not familiar, just like we have the G20 internationally, here in Alabama we have the Big Ten, all right? We have the Big Five, and then we have the Big Ten. And basically what they are is just the biggest municipal entities in the state of Alabama. You can ensure that certain of them are going to be in there, like Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, Tuscaloosa. I think in the Big Ten, I'd have to look and see, but I think that Dothan, it may be one. We may be looking at one of the Baldwin County municipalities. Maybe Gadsden, but I'm not positive. Anyway, the top 10 in terms of their size. I'm hearing through the grapevine right now that the Big Ten met, and they are, generally speaking, as a group, opposed to legislative action that would deal with vaccine mandates because they're afraid of what it will do to the business community. Well, I'm just going to tell you that they need to start thinking about what it's going to mean to their constituencies. What does it mean to the individuals that live in their cities? Down in Mobile right now, there are people already facing layoffs from Austell Boatyards. Right after they get a brand new contract, they're looking at layoffs at Austell Boatyards. Why? Because they're federal contractors. Up in Huntsville, you're seeing a lot of that too. All around the state of Alabama, you're seeing people that are at risk of losing their jobs. And I am hoping to hear that the mayors of the Big Ten, who actually do have influence, are not going to sit idly by and go, well, we don't want to see anything that makes it uncomfortable for businesses. How about it's uncomfortable when the businesses have nobody doing the work? And the people that you're the mayor of can't put food on the table right before the holidays. And that needs to be the overriding decision-making process here. That needs to be the thing that drives the position. And we'll wait and see if they come out with an official position. But, you know, that's the Big Ten mayors. But I got an email right here. I printed it out. And I'm not going to say who it's from yet because I've not been released to just, you know, I don't want to say breach confidentiality. But the reality is I get a lot of email. Some of it's fan mail. Some of it's hate mail. Some of it's just informative stuff. But this is a mayor of a small town here in the listening area. And this particular mayor is just writing to me just the opposite of what I said that I'm hearing the Big Ten are looking at. This particular mayor starts off with the phrase, "I am greatly concerned that Governor Ivey has taken no action." Now, this email is dated a couple days ago. All right, so she just did something today, and that's good. But she goes on. This mayor goes on to talk about there being an abuse of power from the federal government and how we are looking at right now there needs to be something, this mayor says, to outright ban the vaccine mandates, and it needs to occur now. And this mayor went on to talk about the deep concern that the northern part of the state is about to face and says, and I'm sure elsewhere, to see a disruption in the economy, which is totally self-imposed by the government, could have a devastating result. And it's under the governor's and the legislature's control to try and stop it. And it says, no one will be shopping in the business community if they're unemployed. So I'm puzzled why I'm hearing of some pushbacks regarding banning the vaccine mandates. Now, I will say this. The only thing that I'm hearing from the business community right now that they're scared of is returning to the days of what we used to call tort hell. If you're not familiar, Alabama used to be one of the most litigious states in the nation. It was just basically, if you were in business, you were also in business to get sued because it was that bad. There were places in this state where the fast food restaurants pulled out and where the railroads pulled up their tracks because they were tired of getting sued. And so we don't want to go back to those days, but there's a way around this. And I think our attorney general labeled it pretty clearly. There's a way around this when you deal with the individual liberties of the people who are applying for exemptions. And so Big Ten mayors, anybody who's listening that works for a Big Ten mayor, I know one of the staff members of a Big Ten mayor that listens quite often. I'm just saying, you guys can't take a position that preferences the business community entirely over the rights, responsibilities, needs, and desires of the individual citizens. You better find that fine line because that's going to wind up being a big deal. Now, talking about vaccine mandates on the military, looking at a report right now in U.S. News and World Report. All right, all you green suiters, all you folks out there at Redstone, all you defense contractors, everybody out there who has service members in the family that are in the military, this is turning into a big old fight, y'all, and it needs to. It needs to. I mean, absolutely. Vaccine mandates for the military are turning into one of the biggest fights right now in D.C. Now, vaccine mandates in general are a fight, but U.S. News and World Report's reporting that as of this weekend, it says the Pentagon has rejected assertions from a leading Republican overseeing the Defense Department's budget that the administration's mandate for troops to receive the vaccine will do more damage to the nation's security than any external threat. Well, yeah, it will. Think about this. What if you had an enemy? Let me hypothesize with you. You ready? What if you had an enemy that came in and overtly did something that caused you to lose thousands of troops? Think about it. That would be considered a devastating impact to lose thousands of troops. And yet we're doing something right now by mandating a shot that is reducing the force. Some say, according to this report that I'm reading from U.S. News and World Report, that it's possibly up to tens of thousands of Department of Defense personnel may not be able or willing to comply with the order, a prospect that Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, the top Republican on Senate Armed Services Committee, considers to be a dangerous and expensive proposition. You think? Yeah. So what we're looking at here is if you had enemy action, if you had a bad actor, a rogue state, a terrorist, whatever the case may be, if you had an enemy action that took thousands out of your fighting force, wouldn't that be considered something that would be detrimental to readiness? Wouldn't that be considered something that required action? And yet we're going to have our own administration, not through natural attrition, not through a reduction in force, not through the budgetary processes where we reduce recruiting and retainment. No. Recruiting and retention are set aside. Everything else is continuing to rock on, pretending like it's not going to impact anybody. We're going to put a policy in place that's going to cause what this report says could be up to tens of thousands to leave the force. I've told you about the Navy SEALs. Now, as a former member of the Special Operations community, I have a great deal of respect for those who went in, did all it took to get qualified, and then there are some who also went extra steps that took additional steps to get certified. It takes literally, I'm not going to try and speak to it directly, but the bottom line is it takes over a year or more to become a SEAL, typically after having already gained some experience in the ranks. Very common. Same is true with U.S. Army Special Forces. You're going to wind up seeing somebody become a qualified Green Beret. They typically are going to be either already a sergeant or already a captain. I mean, these are folks that we've invested in. These are folks that we spent time with. And we're going to reduce those ranks exponentially. When the SEAL teams only have 2,500 people, and you're talking about several hundred of them not wanting to participate, that's an immediate impact to the bottom line. And yet the Pentagon is saying they don't see this being a big problem. Here's one quote before we go to the break. Republican members of Inhofe's Senate committee have piled on with criticism, including Alabama's Senator Tommy Tuberville, who co-sponsored legislation in September that would ban the military from dishonorably discharging troops for refusing the coronavirus vaccine. Gotta do it. Gotta do it. All right, let's take a short break, Copper. When we come back, I'll put some capstones on that discussion. And then we're going to have my friend Congressman Barry Moore calling in to talk about this from the congressional perspective. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I want to tell you real quick about my friends at ZLA Solutions. So here we are talking a few minutes ago about workforce, you know, about people getting in the workforce and being productive. And I know there's some of you out there still looking for jobs. And there's some of you out there looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce. Well, that's what ZLA does, and they are good at it. So I want to tell you, I know these people personally, and I recommend to you that you go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, ZLAUSA.com. And when you do, if you're looking for a job, you'll find them posted all over North Alabama, good ones. And if you're a workforce guy, if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your own employment base, that's what they do too. They can also do all the recruiting. They can do the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. They will get you there. They will put people back to work. Just give them a chance. Go to ZLAUSA.com. They have a great track record of doing this already, and they are making it happen for people all over Alabama. ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions. All right, so listen, as we wind up this segment, let me just tell you, this fight right now over vaccine mandates for the military. Now, that's a special section of our economy, and that is not to say that it is not important that we look at any other place. Like, for instance, I'm seeing on Representative Barry Moore's Twitter page, he just recently, I think today actually, let me find that again, he just sent a letter to Secretary Vilsack of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because he also found, and by the way, Barry Moore has an ag science degree from Auburn University. He found that a letter went out just in the last week or so to a whole bunch of public servants that work as farm service agency representatives at state and county levels across the state of Alabama and otherwise, other states, all telling them they are now under the mandate. I mean, they're doing everything they can to find a way to imply or enforce that, You live in the United States, therefore you're now considered a contractor with the U.S. government. I mean, they're going to find a way. So anyway, he wrote a letter to Secretary Vilsack of the Department of Agriculture also. But it's everywhere. But the vaccine mandates for the military. Let me make sure you know, too, you know, our National Guard and Reserve, and I spent a lot of time National Guard and Reserve. Our National Guard and Reserve, they are the roundout for the force. In fact, they used to call them roundout brigades. They are the roundout for the force. And they have been a huge part of the fighting force in the global war on terror. That war was not sustainable without the reserve component. And everything that you have on the active duty side, you also have in the Guard and Reserve, to include special operations, to include armor, to include naval forces, to include combat air wings, air refuelers, all of it. Name it. Engineers, they got all of it. So what I'm saying is the National Guard and the Reserves are a huge part of our fighting force. And here's what their deadlines are, by the way. Just printed this off the National Guard Association's website. The Army National Guard and Reserve have to be vaccinated by June 30th of next year. So they've got, that's the longest deadline. Army National Guard and Reserve soldiers have until June 30th of 2022 to be fully vaccinated. Guard Air National Guard has until December 2nd of this year. It's coming up fast. Who else? Navy and Marine Reserve personnel have to be done by December 28th of this year. So, folks, I'm just telling you, you're looking at the potential. It goes on to say, it looks you're facing the potential here of a general officer a memorandum of reprimand. We call that a GOMAR. A GOMAR basically can be a career ender. You put that in your, it's assigned by a general officer. It's in your file saying you really screwed up. That can be a career ender. It also ends any affirmative action or positive action in your file. So the end result of that is if you're due for promotion, stops. If you are due for a positive transfer, recommendation for key leadership assignments, it stops. So this is big doings, and that is pending right now for our Guard and Reserve. On top of that, when you look at the big fight going on right now, so Republicans in the last few days, to include Congressman Barry Moore, have been pushing back hard on the Department of Defense. So the Pentagon's spokesman, John Kirby, said on behalf of Secretary Austin, quote, he remains comfortable with the service-appropriate ways in which each military department is pursuing their mandatory vaccinations. A vaccinated force is a protected force, better able to deploy and to defend our interests around the world. Well, you have to have them to deploy them. Just saying. Kind of hard to make the ship sail if you ain't got no sailors. And I know I'm being a little overly dramatic. They say that upwards of 80% of the force has already been vaccinated. So we're going to have a force. But I look at it also, too, and I think, what happens with these folks? Where do they just go? What happened to the training dollars that we spent to get them qualified for deployment? What happened to the idea that the ready force meant a force of volunteers who totally lost their opportunity to have a say in their own medical positioning? All right, folks, listen, we're coming up on that break right now. Now, my friend Congressman Barry Moore is going to be calling in. I expect him to be on the line here in just a few minutes. We get back at the top of the hour. I'm curious to hear what he thinks about Congress dealing with it. Obviously, right now, we are currently looking at Republicans being in the minority. Right now. I think 2022 is going to be a good one. But all that to say, what can be done? What kind of pushback is mounting? Where does he see it going? And I'm just curious to hear his commentary. That's Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, coming right back with Congressman Barry Moore from Alabama 2.